It is another Saturday morning in CCULN when we talk cars, specifically your car, your truck, your van that may be having a little bit of trouble. Dan Burns is with us. He is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things with you and Lloyd's?
Well, we're shoveling. How about you?
I guess it's a nonstop. I was talking to a neighbor who was also out clearing some snow. I said, you know, we talk about a white Christmas this year. We may still have a white Christmas next year amount of snow. Man,
yeah.
That's pretty. Let's talk a little bit about that. And by the way, before we get involved in that, if Dan's going to be with us till just about 7:45. So if you have any issues with your personal vehicle and you need to bring it in for service, but you want to know what may be wrong with it, what may be ailing, why don't you call or text Dan? Given our limited time, so don't wait. You can call or text this one number, 651-461-9226, and ask your question. You don't have to be a motorhead or a gearhead either. Any kind of a car care question. Dan has helped a whole lot of CCO listeners out for many years here on the radio, so and he'll do that very thing today as well. So call us or text us with that question. Again, Dan, back to what we've experienced here in the last week or so with all this snow. Let's talk about that and what's your perception on, like, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, and a lot of people are stuck no matter what.
Well, you know, I told my wife when on this, I don't know what day it was, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever the snowiest morning was, before they had plowed the streets here in St. Paul, and I said, well, you can't take your car out. And she said, why not? It's all-wheel drive. It'll be fine. And I said, no, it's not, because all-wheel drive doesn't do any good if the snow is too deep and your car ends up on top of the snow.
Yes.
The four-wheel drive won't do you any good. And so when it's this deep and you have a low-riding car, it's just not going to work. And that's just the truth. And you have to wait for the plows to go by. With my big Toyota Land Cruiser, it's tall enough that in this deep snow, it's tall enough and heavy enough in this deep snow, it does just fine. And I've also found when I'm driving customer cars this week, you know, that the traction control engages in this deep snow and the car won't even go, because you know, with traction control, what the car does is apply a little bit of brake to any of the wheels that are spinning, and in this way, and you know, in the deep snow, it's all the wheels that are spinning. So where you end up is you just end up with the brakes on, trying to drive with the brakes on, and that doesn't work very well.
It's kind of counterintuitive.
So I think in this weather, when the snow's real deep like this, you almost have to turn the traction control off to be able to get through the snow, because otherwise it cuts back your power and you can't get going.
Now I'm thinking about my personal vehicle, which you know is all wheel. I mean, again, you can probably explain that, but there's a button that says snow, which I never use. I probably could use it.
Could have used it this week. That's what it's built for.
And what does that actually do? Do you know?
Well, it's just that it disables some of the functions in the vehicle so that when you're in deep snow like that, when all four wheels are trying to spin, it disables the traction control and all that stuff so that you can get through the snow. So yeah, that button, you should have pushed that this week, Denny. That's what it's built for.
Well, I was telling my wife the other day, too, during this thing, I said, next year, I'm calling Dan, I'm getting some snow tires ordered, just get some new wheels for it, and, I think that would make a world of difference, guys say.
I joke about that during the rest of the season, that, you know, there's only a few days like this when the roads are terrible and you actually need snow tires, but now, with this last, the way the weather's been, it's starting to add up to quite a bit of time that you could use and probably need snow tires on your vehicle. So I don't know. I think you're probably right, Denny. That's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, maybe even this season yet. There's probably been a run on them. Here's our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. You can call or text it. You better run on them. Here's our phone number. It's also the text number, 651-461-9226. You can call or text. This doesn't have to be about snow, any kind of a car care question. Here's one, Dan. It says, my daughter lives in Seattle, and last night the car started smoking, had no acceleration. It's a 2016 Ford Focus. Could the oil be leaking, do you think?
Yeah, you know, if it's leaking, I have no idea. I mean, yeah. It could be. Where is it smoking from? There's a million questions that I have. But if the vehicle is smoking and it lacks power, then there's a good chance that the oil actually is leaking into the combustion chamber that it's getting, or the intake, or somewhere. It's actually leaking oil into the engine and burning it, and that's certainly a concern. So I would tell her to recommend to her daughter that she not go very far under those conditions and gets it in quickly to a shop and gets that diagnosed before it can cause some serious trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I have to break here in a moment. The texter, given our conversation about cars being low into the snow, can a lift kit be put into these ridiculously low cars? Texter says,
"Well, we don't do that. I don't know. I'm sure you can. I mean, that's exactly what a lift kit is, and what a lift kit is designed for. That the big trucks that they put a lift kit in." That's why they put a lift kit in them, so that they don't bottom out. It gives you more clearance in conditions like this. So, I don't know what cars are eligible for a lift kit, but we see it in trucks all the time.
Yeah, for sure. Hang on, Dan. We'll take a bit of a break here. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive is helping you out, as he's done for many years here on CCO. He'll be here until about 7:45, so don't wait. Any kind of a car care question, we welcome yours, either by phone or text, 651-461-9226. Our CCO temperature reading now still hanging in there at 1 above 0. And we hope to see highs near 17. Going to be 1 below tonight. That's the only below temp this weekend and this coming week. So we'll have to live through that, of course, here at 1 below tonight. Right now it's 1 above here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where, Daniel?
Well, exactly, Denny. Thanks for asking. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call. 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. Dan, we have callers and we have texters, so let us put you back to work. Kathy, I believe, first up here, calling in from Norwood this morning. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for waiting, first of all. What's your question for Dan?
The question is, when they changed the designation tires from all season having to be called all weather to have the traction that we used to get from our all season. I had a small accident, had Subarus for years, and no trouble with the traction, and now the tires they put on this one, they said they were all season, but they're like graded at 5 and 6 in the 0 to 10 grade. I had to change them out to a all weather. I was not aware that now what I used to have called an all season is now you need to call an all weather to get it up at the grade that it works well. One other quick question. When I try to text, it doesn't go through. I keep getting, I contacted Plumbing Talk on your site.
Plumbing Talk? No, that's not something we deal with here. Plumbing Talk. Now, you should, all you have to do, obviously you've got the right phone number, which is the same number as the text, Kathy. I don't know what the issue is there.
Hmm. Well, let's fix your tires.
Yeah, let's do that first.
There. it sounds like you know as much about this tire rating system as I do. But the term all season or whatever is obscure. There's no formula for when that kicks in and what's what. But you're on the right track when you're looking at the grading of the tire, and there's a temperature grading, there's a traction grading, and all those. There's several different ways of rating a tire. And when you're buying a tire, that matters. I mean, you have to decide whether you're looking for longevity, if you want the tire to last the longest, or if you want the tire to have the best traction in snow or whatever. And you have to get the right level of tire to meet your needs. Sadly, what you experienced when you bought a new car happens all the time, where the manufacturer, you know, puts on all sorts of different tires on cars, and for some reason this year they made a deal with whoever they made the deal with, and that's the tires that you ended up with, and you're not satisfied with them. Obviously, it's not giving you the traction that you're looking for, but you know, that's kind of the way that it goes. The manufacturer gets a contract with the tire company, and those are the tires that end up on your car. And you know, they work good enough for most people, but in a, you know, with weather the way that it's been, they're not good enough for you. And so, but I think you're doing exactly the right thing by, you know, looking at the grading, the rating of the tire, and forget about the name. That doesn't mean much.
Yeah. Different marketing.
Right.
Thanks, Kathy. Daryl is calling in this morning from Matamita, I do believe. Daryl, thanks for checking in. What's your question for Dan?
Yes, I have a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee V6. Last night or yesterday, it sat outside all day. And when I went to start it, it started right up, and it went up to the idle 800 RPMs. I sat there for like 3 or 4 minutes while the windows defrosted a little bit, put it in reverse, and it backed out, put it in drive, and it would not go above the 800 RPM. So I was basically just like idling in drive, moving the car about as fast as you could walk. And I thought, well, it would kick in or whatever. I went about a block with my flashers on, and I thought, well, nothing's happening here. Pulled in another parking lot, so I was off the road. And sat there, and as much as I would push on the gas pedal, it would not go above 800 RPMs. And then I shut it off, and hoping it would restart, it restarted, and then it worked fine. And so I'm wondering, that's never, ever happened to me before. What do you think the cause would be?
Well, the car didn't like something in that process that you went through, and I don't know if it saw a misfire or what caused it to go into what we call limp-in mode. And it happens under certain conditions, like if there's an engine misfire or whatever it is designed for the car to protect itself from a catastrophic failure. And I don't know what in the process of you starting the car and backing up caused the car to go into that mode, but that happens from time to time. And oftentimes, we never come up with an explanation as to why that happened. The answer is just what you did, is when it's in that limp-in mode, the first thing to try doing is shut the car off, restart it, and see if it resets itself. In your case, it did, and most of the time, it does. And if it will not get out of that limp-in mode, then the purpose of it is to safely and slowly get it to a shop where you can get some help, and or at least safely and slowly get it off the highway where you can get some help. And then you'll have to bring it into a shop and have it checked. But I think in your case that you did the right thing. You restarted it. It's fine. And I think that if it never happens again, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about it. If, however, it starts happening frequently, then you're going to need to bring it into the shop and have some diagnostics done worry about it. If, however, it starts happening frequently, then you're going to need to bring it into the shop and have some diagnostics done on it and find out why that's happening.
Very good. Dan, we're going to take a break and have a look at that forecast. As we head to the break, I got a text message that says this: I just put 4 snow tires on my 2015 Town & Country van this year for the first time. Best decision ever. World of difference driving this year. Confidence level is important.
I think I hear that all the time.
I bet you do.
It makes a huge difference, and I agree it's true.
All right. Hang on, Dan. We have a few more minutes of the show to go. 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, we have a bunch of text messages. Let's see how many folks we can help out before you leave us today. Good morning, Dan. This one says, 2012 Mazda 3. Sometimes after I turn the car off, I need to start it up again quickly. Otherwise, it won't start right away. It takes a couple of attempts. Any idea why that is?
I don't know. That's weird. First of all, how would you? I wonder how you would know that. That you have to start it right back up, or it won't.
Trial and error, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess trial and error. That has happened, but. I don't know what would be cause that, but when you shut the vehicle down, a whole bunch of things in the engine happen, like, you know, opening and closing throttle bodies, and, you know, putting evaporative switches in the right order and all that sort of stuff, so that when you do go to start the car, all of that stuff is in the right mode and in the right place. And I wonder if something's not moving sometimes in that process that makes it difficult to restart, at certain times under certain conditions. And so I think probably what you're going to have to do is document this story the best that you can. When does it happen? How often does it happen? And can you reproduce it every time? And if you can, then I think that your shop will have pretty good luck zeroing in on what's causing it and what's not setting up exactly correctly for you to restart the car properly.
Okay. Here, Dan, is a 2007 Lucerne, 197,000 miles on it. Texter says, I've always changed the oil every 3,000 miles and had transmission fluid changed. Should I do anything else preventative or just keep driving it? How many more miles do you think I can get out of it? It's got a 3.8 engine. That comes from Ken in Hastings.
You know, our line is at the shop, we can keep it going as long as you want us to. That's if your budget allows it, we can keep it going forever. But truthfully, cars last a long time, that's for sure. Maintenance is the utmost of importance. And so along with the oil change, make sure that you're looking at your maintenance schedule in your owner's manual and keeping up with all of that stuff. And if you're staying current with all your maintenance, that's how you're going to have the best luck keeping the vehicle going for a really long time. Most commonly, people get done with their cars because they're, you know, the body is worn out, they're rusty, the fabric and the seats are all torn, you know, stuff like that is why people give up on them. But not so often do they actually mechanically fail if they've been properly maintained. We can keep them going for a long time, that's for sure.
Okay. This texter wants to know, if I brought my car into Lloyd's for an oil change as a new customer, what do you check as part of the oil change? Do you check air filter, cabin filter? If not, when do those things get checked?
Well, the first thing I do is go to the maintenance schedule, just like I was talking about, and look up the mileage on your vehicle and see what the manufacturer has recommended up to this point and at the point that we're at now. And then I check all of those things that are appropriate to check. And, you know, people always say, oh, do you really check it? You know, do you really bother with that? And of course we do. Surely we do, because, you know, for a business, those are additional sales. So I'm looking for stuff that your vehicle is due for, because that's good for my business and it's good for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we have the discussion about what I'd recommend for your vehicle, and you can certainly make the decision, but it's my job to tell you that, what it's due for. And then the other thing that I check when you bring your vehicle in for service, if you're a regular customer, is your vehicle history. What have we done to the vehicle? And has it keep it on track for what it's due for?
Yeah. But Dan, we have to run, but let's do this one more, a quick one. Please ask Dan if it's okay to have the car washed when it's in the teens temperature-wise. I do have a garage to put it in. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about that, Danny. If you have a garage and you put a warmed-up hot vehicle in the garage, it stays above freezing for a pretty good long time. That's a radiator that you're putting in there that is warm. And so, yes, I think if the temperature's in the teens and you do put it in the garage afterwards, I think it'll dry off just fine and it'll be good for you.
How about a phone number for
I wash my car as often as I can, and sometimes it's much colder than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's great preventive maintenance. Dan, how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over, Denny. We're at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Let's have another show next week, Dan. Have a good week in the meantime, will you?
I will. Thank you, Denny. You too.
Thanks very much. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO.